I pray thee, good Mercutio, let's retire. The day is hot, the capels are abroad, and if we meet, we shall not scape a brawl. And now these hot days is the mad blood stirring.
Thou art like one of these fellows that when he enters the confines of a tavern, claps me his sword upon the table and says, God send me no need of thee. And by the operation of the second cup, draws him on the drawer, when indeed there is no need.
Am I like such a fellow?
Oh, come, come. Thou art as hot a jack in thy mood as any in Italy. And as soon moved to be moody, and as soon moody to be moved.
And what, two?
Nay, and there were two such, we should have none shortly, for one would kill the other. Thou? Why, thou wilt quarrel with a man that hath a hair more or a hair less in his beard than thou hast. Thou wilt quarrel with a man for cracking nuts, having no other reason but because thou hast hazel eyes. What I but such and I would spy out such a quarrel. Thy head is as full of quarrels as an egg is full of meat. And yet thy head hath been beaten as addle as an egg for quarrelling. Thou hast quarrelled with a man for coughing in the street because he hath wakened thy dog that hath lain asleep in the sun. Didst thou not fall out with a tailor for wearing his new doublet before Easter, with another for tying his new shoes with old riband? And yet thou wilt tutor me from quarrelling.
And I was so apt to quarrel as thou art, any man should buy the fee simple of my life for an hour and a quarter.
Ah, the fee simple, oh simple.
By my head, here comes the Capulets.
By my heel, I care not.
Follow me close, for I will speak to them. Gentlemen, good den. A word with one of you.
And but one word with one of us. Couple it with something, make it a word and a blow.
You shall find me apt enough to that, sir, and you will give me occasion.
Could you not take some occasion without giving?
Mercutio, thou consortest with Romeo.
Consort? What, dost thou make us minstrels? And thou make minstrels of us look to hear nothing but discords. Here's my fiddlestick. Here's that shall make you dance. Zounds, consort!
We talk here in the public haunt of men. Either withdraw unto some private place, or reason coldly of your grievances, or else depart. Here all eyes gaze on us.
Men's eyes were made to look, and let them gaze. I will not budge for no man's pleasure, I.
Mercutio!
Well, peace be with you, sir. Here comes my man.
But I'll be hanged, sir, if he wear your livery. Marry, go before to field, he'll be your follower. Your worship in that sense may call him man.
Romeo! The love I bear thee can afford no better term than this. Thou art a villain!
Tybalt, the reason that I have to love thee doth much excuse the appertaining rage to such a greeting. Villain am I none, therefore, farewell. I see thou knowest me not.
Boy! This shall not excuse the injuries that thou hast done me, therefore turn and draw!
I do protest I never injured thee, but love thee. Better than thou canst devise, till thou shalt know the reason of my love. And so, good Capulet, which name I tender as dearly as mine own, be satisfied.
Oh, calm, dishonorable, vile submission. Alas, the carter carries it away! Tybalt! You rat catcher! Will you walk?
What wouldst thou have with me?
Good King of Cats, nothing but one of your nine lives that I mean to make bold withal, and as you shall use me hereafter, dry beat the rest of the eight. Will you pluck your sword out of his pilcher by the ears? Make haste, lest mine be about your ears ere it be out.
I am for you.
Gentle Mercutio, put thy rapier up.
Come, sir, your passado.
Draw, Benvolio! Beat down their weapons! Gentlemen, for shame! Forbear this outrage! Tybalt, Mercutio! The prince expressly hath forbid this bandying in Verona's streets! Yeah. Hold, Tybalt! Good Mercutio!
No! I'm hurt. Plague. Of both houses, I'm sped. Is it gone and hath nothing?
What, art thou hurt?
Aye, scratch. Man, it is enough. Where's my page? Go, villain, fetch a surgeon.
Courage, man. The hurt cannot be much.
No, it is not so deep as a well, nor so wide as a church door. But it is enough, will serve. Ask for me tomorrow, and you shall find me a grave man. I'm peppered, I warrant, for this world. plague of both your houses. Soons! A dog, a rat, a mouse, a cat to scratch a man to death. Braggart, a rogue, a villain that fights by the book of arithmetic. Why the devil came you between us? I was hurt under your arm!
I thought all for the best.
Help me into some house, Benvolio, and I shall faint. A plague of both your houses. They've made worms meat of me. I have it, and soundly too. Your houses!
This gentleman, the prince's near ally, my very friend, hath got this mortal hurt in my behalf. My reputation stained with Tybalt's slander. Tybalt, that an hour hath been my cousin. Oh, sweet Juliet, thy beauty hath made me effeminate, and in my temper soften valor's steel.
Oh, Romeo, oh, Romeo!
Brave Mercutio is dead. That gallant spirit hath espied the clouds which too untimely here did scorn the earth. This day's black fate on more days doth depend. This but begins the woe. Others must end.
Here comes the furious Tybalt back again.
Again? In triumph? And Mercutio slain?
Away to heaven, respective levity, and fire-eyed fury be my conduct now. Now, Tybalt! Take the villain back again that late thou gavest me, for Mercutio's soul is but a little way above our heads, staying for thine to keep him company. Either thou, or I, or both, must go with him.
Thou, wretched boy, that didst consort him here, shalt with him hence.
This shall determine that.
Romeo, away, begone! The citizens are up and Tybalt slain. Stand not amazed, the prince will doom thee death if thou art taken. Hence, begone! Away!
Oh, I am fortune's fool!
Why dost thou stay?
Which way ran he to kill Mercutio? Tybalt that murdered, which way ran he?
There lies that Tybalt.
Up, sir, go with me. I charge thee in the prince's name.